Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast. This is season 2, episode 3. In this episode, we're going to talk about branding. Now, this is an essential component that will drive forward any career, whether it's managing or selling your brand to get your first job, to get promotion, or start your own project. You have to get the message right to your particular audience. This is why I reached out to this week's guest to drop some knowledge on how to manage brand you. Today, I'm joined by Lottie White. Lottie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lottie White. I am the Global Development Manager at Instinctive Partners, one of the most exciting and fast-growing communications consultancies in the world.
Yeah, so tell me a bit about what you do and how you kind of got there, because you have a very impressive resume.
Well, it's short, but impressive nonetheless, I hope. I actually joined Instinctive Partners as a graduate about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Before that, I had been at university, and whilst I was at university, I'd been doing kind of consumer PR for one of the big UK restaurants. Mm-hmm. And when I joined Instinctive Partners as a kind of graduate account executive in the corporate PR team, I did a lot of kind of traditional PR for B2B brands, and I kind of learnt my trade. And I've just risen up through the ranks, really. And now, 4 years later, I run a little team of my own. Mm-hmm. And we look after kind of the central communications, marketing, internal comms, and values and culture programs that we run at Instinctive Partners, which, as I say, is a pretty exciting place to be. We're about 400 people across about 13 countries across the globe, and we're growing really, really quickly. So it's an exciting time.
Wow. So all I'm hearing is you don't sit down, do you?
I don't think there's time to sit down if you really want to be successful. And I also believe that if you truly love what you do, then you don't want to.
Yeah, no, I can co-sign on that. And so when you first got into kind of the world of PR, and particularly with Instinctive, did you know what you wanted to do? Did you kind of land in it, stumble in it? How did that work for you?
I'm not really a stumbler. I certainly had a plan, and I definitely had experience of communications, and I knew that I was very obsessed with how people consume media, how they consume information, mm-hmm. and how businesses and brands present and communicate themselves. And when I was looking for a job after university, I was looking for somewhere where I felt there was growth opportunities. Mm-hmm. At the start, I think that's what it's all about. And I think that's an important point for people that are coming out of university, looking for their first jobs, or even second or third jobs. I think you have to really know, not necessarily where you want to be in 30 years' time, but you need to know the type of organization you want to work for, mm-hmm. and what exactly you're looking to get out of it. So for me, I didn't want to be at the biggest communications consultancy that already knew how everything went and be kind of a little fish in a huge pond. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go somewhere that was still figuring it out, that was growing, place I could learn, a place I could have input and have some real opportunities, which is absolutely what I've had here at Instinctive.
Mm-hmm. And you've been able to kind of figure that out and rise through as you've been growing and developing. And I think that's quite a key point, because was it Sheryl Sandberg who puts it that you have to look for growth opportunities and places where you can spread your wings quite quickly?
Totally. I absolutely agree with that. But again, I think it's really about knowing what you want. Mm-hmm. And some people do want to go, you know, if you take kind of the world of management consultancy, some people do want to go and be part of the likes of McKinsey, mm-hmm. and learn really, you know, from probably some of the best, most established people in the industry. And other people like me want to go somewhere where, you know, there's scope. Not everything's perfect, not everything's in place, but there's just so much opportunity, and you get to be part of the journey of the business growing, one that's, you know, not completely established, and you get to have a lot more impact on the business that you're part of. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's necessarily about, you know, I'm not saying you should always join an SME and never a big organization, but I think it's about being true to the kind of person that you are, mm-hmm. and knowing exactly what you want to get out of the places that you work for.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, you mentioned that you now run your own little team. And as a recruiter, what kind of things do you see from grads, or what kind of things do you see from people you want to join your team that really stand out?
I mean, as I said, Instinctive is totally a challenger brand within our industry. We're trying to shake things up. So I know that to be part of this company, you have to be somebody that thinks a little bit about outside of the box, that's really keen to work with other people. And the communications industry is changing, and we are trying to challenge it the way that it is traditionally. So I'm always looking for people that challenge me in the way that they present themselves, in the way they communicate, in the way they come across, in the way they talk about themselves on social media. And I think it's surprising how many digital natives we have coming through presenting themselves in very traditional ways. And it's a little bit disappointing. Mm-hmm. I always seem to see traditional CVs on paper, which, you know, as somebody who's recruiting, are just the most dull thing to read. Mm. They never really catch your attention. They all say more or less the same thing. It's so refreshing when you see something that is digitally enabled, or somebody's taken the risk to present themselves in a different and refreshing way. Mm-hmm. And actually the content might not be that great, but the fact that you dared to be different means that you stand out straight away. I think that, you know, the key thing is when you start out, you have to stand out, because you don't mm-hmm. have much mm-hmm. other than, you know, being different. You don't have tons of experience. So that's the best way to go about it. You know, do an infographic, make a film, do a podcast, anything, just mm-hmm. do something to catch people's attention.
And I think what you said is actually quite funny, because in season one of our first guests, you know very well, stood outside of a train station, and
yes.
people think that's quite a novel thing to do, but for something like communication, something creative, you really do have to step outside that box and, you know, think differently and do something different. So what kind of key things do you think the digital native needs to be wary of if they're going maybe into the more traditional kind of organizations, but also if they're going into something creative? Like, what are the kind of pitfalls that we need to steer clear from?
I think it's a really different world. You know, even since I graduated 4 years ago, is the first thing that I do when I get a CV that I'm interested in, or when I'm going through an interview process and meeting candidates, before I meet them, I've checked them out online. Mm-hmm. I've looked at their LinkedIn, I've looked at their Twitter, I've looked at their Instagram, I've seen how much they show on Facebook. And actually, you get to know a lot more about the person doing that than you do in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably place just as much of your judgment on that as you do being face to face with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people, I read somewhere the other day, someone said, you know, no matter how old you are, no matter at what point you are in your career, whether you're established or whether you're just starting out, you are CEO of brand you.
Yes.
I am CEO of brand Lottie.
Mm-hmm.
And you must never forget that in kind of, you know, a totally digital world where people have access to so much information about you, they will constantly be making judgments about you.
Mm-hmm.
And very much, if you're really serious about your career and your brand, you have to consider that in every way you present yourself. Just like when you go to a job interview, you have to make sure you're well presented.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, on Twitter and on Instagram and across social channels, and everything you do has to be a true reflection of who you are, but also has to be, you know, it has to be professional to an extent. And that's not to say that you shouldn't showcase your personality, because you absolutely should. It's all about being authentic, but it's not about being inappropriate.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of times I have conversations with people about this. They're like, you know, why do I have to, you know, curate it? If it's going to be my Facebook or my Twitter, you know, it should be me. It should sound like me. I shouldn't be limited in what I can say. So, like, what do you say to people that say things like that? Would that say, you know, social media is just another extension of you? Why should Right. you have to, you know, make sure it's primed and perfect for at all times?
I think there's a fine line between being authentic, and I think the key thing that you can do, you know, whoever you are, is to remember, is every time you put something online, think to yourself, is this true to who I am? Is this the reflection of who I am and how I want to be presented to the outside world? And the question I always ask myself is, would I mind if my boss looked at this? Or would I mind if a future employer looked at this? Would they get the right impression of me? Mm-hmm. So by all means, you know, talk about your political beliefs if that's something that you firmly believe. You know, talk about your holidays, talk about your nights out with friends. Nobody wants to hire someone who's unsociable or, you know, can't interact with people. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you have to reflect all of those things. But always just, I do it every time I post something online. And in fact, my CEO found his way onto Instagram about a month ago. And he said, I've just joined Instagram. And I said, fantastic. He said, yeah, I've looked at all your pictures. And for a minute, I thought, oh, God. And actually, I've got nothing to worry about because I do the would my boss find that inappropriate if he looks at it? I've mm-hmm. got pictures of friends and me having drinks. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not naked. I'm not being sick in the toilet. I'm not being inappropriate.
You're safe.
Something should remain behind closed doors.
Exactly. Exactly. And what does personal brand mean to you? And what's your kind of advice on overall just managing personal brand? So not just in the digital space, but in real life as well.
I have to say, I think, it's really all about personal brands, particularly when you start out, because as I said, you're not bringing experience and huge amount of skills to the table at that point. Mm-hmm. You're normally there to learn. So it's really all about the perception you create. And some of the really senior people that I meet and see in our industry are probably not more talented than other people that haven't reached their position. They're just better at managing their personal brand. Mm-hmm. And that is the only difference. So for me, when you join an organization, when you're coming out of university, there's a couple of tips that I would give you. And that is definitely to have two ears and one mouth, mm-hmm. to respect that you don't know everything, that you're coming here to learn, and to absorb every piece of information that you possibly can. And particularly when you're working with more senior people, is to respect them and to let them know that you're learning from them, because people really appreciate that. And building on that is, you know, network, network, network. It's a really old adage, but it stands so true. And that's within your organization. When I first started here at Instinctive, I actually made a commitment to myself that once a week I was going to go to an internal event and I was going to meet new people, and another night a week I was going to go to an external event within our industry. Mm-hmm. And I found two events every single week, and I went religiously unless I was on holiday. And I got to know loads of people in my company, and I got loads of supporters and loads of sponsors, and I got to know loads of people in my industry, which has boosted my profile no end. So I would say it's all about getting out there. It's all about building relationships. And the third thing I think when it comes to brand new is, you know, I'm not the brightest person in my organization by a long way, and I never will be, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm the hardest working, mm-hmm. without a doubt. So I think, you know, hard work is the best thing you can do for brand new. It never goes unnoticed. People always find out if you're the hardest worker, and more often than not, you rise to the top. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Those are my tips for brand new.
Okay. And what would you say are the main things that harm brand new?
Yeah. I think definitely kind of respect, and not respecting more senior people within your organization. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think you have to know and appreciate that you are new, you are inexperienced, and it's a balance, really, because you have to be brave enough to know that you're bringing something to the table. There's a reason that they hired you, mm-hmm. and to make sure that you have the confidence in meetings or whatever environment to put your hand up and give your opinion and share your insights. But at the same time, I think, you know, a lot of people coming out of university now sort of are quite entitled, and nothing comes for free. You've got to work your way up, and you have to remember that the people that are your managers and the senior people within your business are in that place for a reason. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think the other thing is about not delivering on your promises. So you see a lot of people who come into businesses and they're excited and they're graduates and they want to go for everything and 100%, so you should be putting your hand up for absolutely everything. But don't don't put your hand up for everything, and when the going gets tough, not deliver against it. Mm-hmm. Even on the smallest things. If you say you're going to be somewhere, if you say you're going to send something, if you say you're going to deliver something, you bust a ball to make sure it happens. Because mm-hmm. There's no quicker way to lose credibility than not delivering on the things you say you're going to do. And that is true of whatever level you are.
Okay. All right then. Well, thank you so much, Lottie, for that. That was very, very useful. And if people want to get in touch with you directly, how do they do that?
You can tweet me at Lottie White. It's very simple. I'm on Instagram at Lottie White. Same thing.
And LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn everywhere, across social.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, then. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charity. It was great chatting.
And as always, thank you guys for listening in. You can catch more of the podcast on iTunes, connect via Facebook, or visit www.makemeapro.org. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can find me on Twitter @MissMende or give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.